And welcome back to the Channel 9 live stage here at Microsoft Ignite. My name is Pierre Roman, and I am a technical advisor, a technical evangelist for Microsoft Canada. Ooh, that was a mouthful. I am part of the CanIT Pro team, and with us today we're going to talk about Operations Management Suite with Joseph Chan, Principal Lead Program Manager in the Cloud Division. How you doing, Joseph?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me here.
So these were big announcements.
It's huge. It's like great.
Brad and Jeff showed us all this wonderful stuff that's going on. Like, as an IT professional for the last 25 years, like, I see this and I salivate. This is so much power, so much value. So, but I have one question. Like, just to lead on, because I've been using it for a long time. So, System Center Advisor, Operational Insight, now Operation Management Suite. Like, tell me more. What's the change? What's the future? Where is it going? And why are we keeping changing name?
Right. I mean, like, the name changes really is a reflection of our cloud cadence. You know, we've been moving so fast. We started with Advisor doing best practice analysis. And then what we realized is what customer really want is insight. So we move on to doing log analytics.
Yep.
You know, collecting massive amount of machine data through operational insights. And as we're doing that, what customer is asking us is, you know, hey, can I remediate the problems that I find through insight, right? You know, can I get more solutions on top of that? And so with OMS, what we're trying to do is to deliver a unified IT management solution that brings together multiple IT operations and challenges together and have a suite of solutions that can tackle those challenges.
Okay.
At the heart of OMS, though, is our insights and automation platform, okay?
So when you say insight, you mean like the going through all the data that's collected from all those servers and actually making, finding patterns and providing solutions?
Exactly. When I say insight, it means log analytics, right? Being able to collect massive amount of machine data from any source, from any cloud, on any platform, regardless of format, regardless of data type. We can handle it all. And
that's
you can
fantastic.
Access all those data through a single search experience.
Well, I'm. This brings an old story to mind because I'm an old. I've been an IT pro for a long time, and I remember one of my first gigs as an IT pro was every Monday morning walking into the server room and saying and having to log on to every console. That's his pre-terminal services and pre-RDP, logging on to every console to see if they had like critical. Events on all of my servers. So when you've got over 100 servers, like you're pretty much my Monday was looking at logs.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like with log analytics, you know, those days are over, right?
Absolutely.
You're able to automatically collect all of these data in near real time,
yeah.
right? And you can ad hoc do ad hoc exploration, searching through those data, and you know, iteratively explore and get insight out of the custom insight that is unique to your environment. And so you can really be able to see and gain full visibility into your operations so you can act decisively. And with automation, now you can automate those repetitive tasks and act with precision because you've thought through those actions, codify them in automated steps, right? And do that at scale against a large environment.
So respond to an event in a way that you pre-programmed, so it's kind of like the customization, right?
Yeah, respond to an event, respond to a group of events, respond to an aggregated set of events, respond to statistics that is derived from an aggregated set of events, you got it all.
What about workflow? Is there, like, is that part of the analytics and the part of the automation?
Well, the workflow portion of that comes in automation, and we call them runbooks.
Okay.
And our automation service is great. It can scale to any environment. We are just announcing the hybrid support for automation service.
Okay.
So you can run this against workload in Azure, or you can run them on-premise in your own data center, and even nodes in AWS, wherever they are.
So it's not just the Azure play here.
Is not just an Azure play. We got all of your environment cover. The service was built from the ground up to support hybrid cloud scenarios.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, just servers then?
Well,
Servers, whether they're on AWS, whether they're on Hyper-V, in on-prem, in the cloud, but does that extend? Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, we want to support servers, sure. Right? We also cover cloud services.
Okay.
So if you, for example, turn on Azure Diagnostic on your cloud service, and you're already using that to collect data, we can actually collect the data from your Azure storage account, where you have all of your Azure Diagnostic data stored, and we'll index those data to make them searchable inside OMS.
So it'll grow with you.
Exactly.
So it'll start with on-prem, and if it moves to Azure or AWS or wherever you live or wherever your data and your workloads live, you can follow it and manage it.
Correct, yeah.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Right.
You had a little few things that you wanted to show us.
Yeah, I would love to show everyone a demo.
Okay.
Can I take a moment to do that?
Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
And I'm going to be watching, and if I cut you off, it's because I see things that are interesting.
Great. So first thing you know I always forget to tell people is the URL, okay? So here's the URL, Microsoft.com/OMS. All right?
Okay, so really not easy to portal remember. Managed, like it's just Microsoft.com OMS.
It'll bring you to the right place. And once you go to Microsoft.com/OMS, here's the website.
Yep.
And it's really easy to use. Onboarding is literally three steps, okay?
No need for an Azure subscription. I don't have to go through the portal.
None of that. Just click try for free, and you're good to go. We're not going to ask you for credit cards or none of those stuff, right?
That's fantastic.
The free trial, by the way, has no expiration. We cap.
I like that.
We cap the amount of data that you send per day. Okay. You can send up to 500 megs, and you can use search for data up to 7 days, but you can use that free trial for as long as you want. It's a great deal.
That is a fantastic deal.
Right. And sign in to the portal is also through this website. So when you click sign in, that brings you over to our overview page. And this is our overview page. Does it look great?
Actually, it kind of looks like what we had before, but there's a lot more of the intelligence pack.
That's right. In fact, all of the Operational Insights customer gets automatically upgraded to Operations Management Suite as of Monday this week. So
I don't have to go back and redo the stuff that I've done already?
Nope, you don't need to do anything. So even though we move at cloud speed, right, and giving you tremendous of value at great velocity, one thing that we really hold true to is to ensure that when we deliver value to our customers, we deliver it in a seamless, frictionless manner, so we don't impact you, right? So
Very cool.
You want to use OMS, there's no action on your part, you just get it.
Okay. Let me stop you for a second here. We've got a question on the site. Says, how do you see OMS and integration between its service after 1 year from now, from Stanislav?
Okay, well, that's a great question. I think what we're announcing of OMS is really the first step of what we really intend to do to bring a truly unified IT management service together.
Yep.
Some of the services that you're seeing in here, including automation, backup, and recovery, over time, they will get more fully integrated into this single portal. So all of the actions that you're going to be able to take with these services, you can basically carry them all out in this single experience.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Single sign-on, single identity, and you're in here. You'll be able to buy it right from this place, buy the services, and use them.
Okay.
Plan your actions, everything. All
right
in
out
one,
of the portal.
One place. Yeah.
Right out of the portal. What about deploying the agent to those target servers? Is that a manual task, or is that an automated task?
Well, the deployment of agents right now can happen in a couple of ways.
Okay.
So if you just want to use the service on its own without anything attached, our portal allows you to download an agent directly.
Okay.
And you can use any deployment technology you want to get that out there.
SMS.
SCCM.
System Center.
Yeah, SCCM, right. All those existing tools, you can use that to push that out.
Yep.
Right. Or another really popular way of onboarding large number of machines to the cloud is through the use of System Center Operations Manager. You know, I think a lot of our audience here are System Center customers.
Yep.
And you've already done the hard work to deploy thousands of agents out in your environment.
Okay, that brings me to another point, and then we're going to jump in the demo.
Okay.
How does that integrate with somebody that's got Operations Manager on-premise?
Oh, man, it's so simple. It takes literally three clicks. So you go into your Ops Manager console.
Yep.
There is already a node there that calls Operational Insights. We're going to be renaming that to OMS over time. You simply click Registered and say what are the server groups that you want to include to talk to the cloud service, and you're done.
Seamless integration.
Seamless integration.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, let's show you some of the capabilities.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Right? Now, one of the great capabilities in OMS is obviously the insight capability. We have a personalized dashboard that we provide for every customer. So this is the personalized dashboard view, where you can literally just drag and drop any searches that you have made. So for example, I have made a bunch of searches in here. And I can just drag and drop these save searches in this environment. And we automatically detect the searches that you have performed and give you a recommended visualization automatically. So look at how easy it is to actually visualize a set of search results. It's really simple.
And you can customize and put that in your own dashboard keep them going forever.
And just keep pinning stuff on here, right? And over time, we're going to give you more dashboards. So you can organize dashboards into different subjects. So that is coming in a few months.
Okay. A question about the dashboard. Is there a way that you can publish that dashboard for somebody that doesn't have access to do stuff with the somebody that just wants to see what's happening, but you don't want to allow to do anything?
Yeah, that's coming. We will have a read-only role.
Okay.
Coming, and we also have a better sharing capability so that you can just go to a dashboard and indicate a URL that you want to use to share that with an external audience, and so they will get read-only rights to that and just look at that dashboard.
Okay.
So that
and
capability.
We have another question from this from the Channel 9 site. Can OMS, based on the cloud solution, monitor both on-prem and cloud workloads, which we've already answered? Yes, you can, on-prem, in the cloud, in our cloud, or in other clouds. And does it need to work in conjunction with System Center to handle the on-premise? So is System Center on-premise a requirement?
No. So we have a concept called Direct Agent, where you can take the agent, download directly from your site.
Download it and install it.
In fact, let me show the audience a little bit how that works, right? So if you go back to the overview page, there's a setting tile right here, this big blue tile right here. Click on that.
Yep.
Right? And if you go to connected sources, these are the direct agents that you can just download.
Okay.
And this shows you how many servers are directly connected to your account.
Yep.
These are number of SCA management group that is connected. And this is the number of storage accounts in Azure that is connected to my account. And AWS storage account is coming soon.
Okay, so to answer Kenny, you can do it on-prem without anything else.
You
can do it on-prem with System Center. And you can do it in the cloud on any cloud.
Right. We're all about flexibility.
Flexible.
Being
manageable.
Flexible is important.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Okay. Now, going back to my dashboard, say you want to look at the software changes that has happened in the last couple of days, right?
Yes.
This is a great view.
When something goes wrong, when you ask somebody what happened, and I didn't touch it. I don't know. I didn't touch it. Did you touch it? I didn't touch it. No change.
Changes is really a important cause for problem in day-to-day IT operations.
Yeah.
So this is really important intelligence for you to solve problems. So you can actually go into this tile, drill into it. We'll bring you into our search experience where we're going to look for all of the software changes. And in this case, I'm looking at the last 7 days right here.
Okay.
And here, you can slice and dice the data however you want. So for example, I see this field computer right here. I can get to this control right here, click on it, and I can say that I want to group by computer. Let me just zoom in a little bit. People can see it more clearly.
Okay.
Right? And it's all point and click. And you can see that when I do that, my
group by computer type?
Just group by computer, the field computer.
Okay.
And we automatically update the search query for you.
All right.
Right? You can type it on your own, and we have great, for example, IntelliSense support. So, you know, if you forget what to type, we have autocomplete for you. But you know, you don't even need to do that. You can just do the point and click that I was showing you earlier. And if you're looking at the list of servers right here, you can see that my domain controller in this environment had about 25 changes in the last 7 days.
That's not what we're looking for. We no, don't want like, to say that.
You don't want to have a lot of changes, yeah, on your domain controller.
No, those machines should
not
be changing that much.
So let's go into the domain controller to see what's going on in here, right? So as you can see, if we look at the statistic right here, 22 of those are really just updates, which is Microsoft Endpoint Protection definition update, which is normal and is good. You want that to happen.
That's good, yes.
Right?
But can you filter those out of your search?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So you see this facet right here?
Yeah.
Or what we call filter? So if you don't want to see update, you can just click on the other one, which is application.
Yep.
By the way, we have multi-select control right here. So if you want to select more than one option, you can do that. But in this case, I'm just going to click on application. And you can see that someone just added Google Chrome on there and regretted their decision, and so they uninstalled immediately. And the rest was just updating some distributable libraries on there
okay.
to keep things running. So it looks like everything is normal.
But that's right. Now. But once you've looked at it and you know that, okay, I don't want to have to track the updates, the signature updates, because I know they're happening because there's another solution
right.
tile that will tell me about updates. So you want to filter them out of your changes.
Right, exactly.
And once you've massaged it this way, can you save that view?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you can absolutely save that view.
So once you've filtered yeah. everything you want and everything, you just say hit save, and that goes back onto you into the
yeah.
search.
So let me get back to the search that you and I were on earlier,
okay.
right? Now, I did a mistake of going out to overview, but we have this neat little feature called search history on the right-hand side
okay.
that keeps track of all the searches that you have done.
Yeah.
So whenever you want to modify and tune search query, this is really handy. So I'm going to leverage this and get back to the last view that we were on. Okay. So this is a view that is tracking software applications that are changing on your domain controller, right? So we can click on Save Search.
Yep.
So this will be My DC App Changes. Right, I'm going to save it under my my little save search category here.
Mm-hmm.
Hit save, and this is now available under your list of save searches. Okay.
So you can go back to them whenever you need.
You can go back to them whenever you need them, or you can go back to my personal dashboard that I was showing you earlier and drag and drop them out to pin them onto the board.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay, so another thing that I really want to show you is our ability to combine and correlate data.
Okay.
Okay. So if we're going back to the overview page right here, you can see that I have a solution called security and audit. Okay.
Yep.
This is a great solution where we are collecting all of your security events, Windows firewall log events, and other security pertinent data.
Okay.
Blah.
So we're collecting those from our machines.
Right.
And Brian CS Engine Online is asking us, is OMS capable of aggregating logs from non-Windows machines? And I know, I think we've talked about this before, but it's coming, right?
Absolutely.
It's something we're working on.
We announced our support for Azure Linux VM this past week.
Okay.
So we're now able to collect syslog data from Linux VM. And the syslog type is now enabled for our log collection.
Okay.
And I can show you that in a moment.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. I just wanted to cover it because they went with the question.
Right.
Okay.
Great. So going back to the demo here, right? This
yes.
is the security and audit intelligence solution.
Yeah.
And what you can see in here is that using security events, we can give you a picture of your overall security posture across all of your data center. Again, no matter whether they're on premises or they're running in Azure or AWS, we got that all covered.
We go where
you live. We bring them all together and give you a single view of that. We also give you notable issues that you want to maybe do more investigation on, right? So things like fail logon, machines that have their audit policy changed, machines that is making abnormal amount of RPC calls, or even machines that is running suspicious executables.
Yep.
Okay. We can highlight all of those. And here's the part where we're really combining different data together. We call them security context. So we bring other data together, such as patch assessment data. We can tell you machines that are missing security updates.
Okay.
Right? Now, that can be shown in a view for patching,
Yeah.
But they're also relevant for security.
Absolutely. Right?
So we can combine these data together in different views, in searches, so that you can correlate them and view them in a single pane of glass.
So you're giving context to events.
Exactly.
Oh, that makes
exactly.
sense.
Exactly, yeah.
Because sometimes you like one patch missing may not trigger a thought, or maybe I should look into this more deeply, but if you've gotten one patch missing and a spike in RPC, for example, then you go kind of put the two together and you go, yeah, maybe something's going on here.
That's
and
right.
that allows you to do that.
Exactly, oh. yeah. So you can actually drill into this, and it'll tell you the exact number of servers that are missing critical security patches.
Okay.
Right? And so, again, our domain controller shows up on this list, so we want to investigate a little bit.
Absolutely.
Everything is interactive, so again, I can click on it, and I can see these are the two security updates that I need to apply. And because security update is a type of data that we have context on, you can actually view the KB article that describes that particular patch right from search. So we bring you out to the support site, which describe what this patch is, what is its impact,
okay.
and so you can make your decision right on the spot.
So you don't have to like drill down, get the KB number, go back
copy
to the site,
it.
Search
no,
there.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
Really, really convenient. Now, one last thing that I want to show you.
Quickly.
Okay.
So we have the. We know we're missing the patch. We know we can get the information as what that patch does. Can we run the automation to actually push that?
I was just getting to that.
You're reading my mind.
Exactly. So it's going to show you the automation solution.
Okay, perfect.
Right. And so this is my automation tile right here.
Yep.
You can click into that, which gives you a view of your the number of runbooks that you have in your environment that you have configured. And it also tells you the number of jobs that you have run in the last 7 days, for example. And okay. the number of days are configurable, okay? So we're going to go into the runbooks view right here. And oops, got to sign in again.
Oh, we just had to. We've been talking so long that your authentication expired. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's good. That's security.
It's secure, yeah.
Security.
We make sure that you're all good. And so let me just get back into my account right here.
Okay.
So what this view is going to show you is all of the runbooks that I've configured in my account.
Mm-hmm.
And you can either come in here and select a runbook, trigger to run it,
yep.
to remediate a problem, or take proactive steps to ensure that you know some problem doesn't happen down the line.
Yep.
Or you can actually go into authoring mode to create a new runbook right on the spot.
Okay.
And so it is. So
is that the that's the Azure portal though? So it's the runbooks mm-hmm. in Azure, or it can also be leveraged in OMS.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're actually
write it once, use it everywhere.
Use it everywhere. And we're going to be bringing this experience into the OMS portal in the next couple of months, so that you don't have to basically pivot out to a separate portal altogether.
Okay. All yeah. right.
So we're announcing a really exciting change in for the automation service at Ignite this week, which is the graphical authoring of runbooks.
Okay.
Okay. So if I click on this particular runbook right here, which is called Monitor OMS Web Server, right?
We'll have to go quickly on that. We're
almost out of time. Okay.
Yes,
all right. I really want to show this to the audience.
All right.
Look at this, right? You can actually author the a complex runbook like this visually, right?
So I don't have for if then
nope.
while nope. I equals minus.
It's all drag and drop. Point and click, and you can put together a complex set
Very
of orchestrated workflow all together in a visual manner.
Oh, that is fantastic. That is great. So we're almost out of time now. Two things. Let's wrap it up. What is the overwhelming value to IT professionals? Why they should actually go and try that, and just remind us, because I know we've covered it at the mm-hmm. beginning, what's the next step? How do I get my hands on this?
So the value is that it is simple. It is really, really simple to use.
For any size of organization.
Any size of organization. And to the complexity of your organization. You can have you can have your environment running in any number of clouds, in any number of workloads, in any type of platform. We got you covered. Okay? And to sign up is a three-step process. All you need to do is click try for free, and you're on your way to go.
Okay.
Right? I have signed up a customer at the booth at Ignite in under 5 minutes, and we onboarded 1,000 servers in under 5 minutes. Under 5 minutes. And they got their data pulling in. They can take action against their server. It is incredible.
That is fantastic.
It's a simple, against a hybrid environment. It's just great. So try it for free.
I will. Actually, I already had an operational insights site that I'm now on next Monday, or as soon as I leave here this afternoon, I'm going to go take a look.
How do you like it so far?
I loved it, but now I want to see more. So you say next Monday I'm going to convert it. I'm on there.
You're already converted.
I'm already converted.
You're already converted.
Fantastic. Well, that's all the time we have. So thank you very much to have joined us for this session. We are live at Microsoft Ignite in Chicago. And stay tuned, because now next is Jeffrey Snover, and Joey Snow will be with us.